You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Wow, we got a show for you tonight. I don't know about you, but I am exhausted. I'm tired. And if you aren't, you've got to be a Superman or a Superwoman, because you know what? There is just so much information out there. The news is bombarding us with all this information. If it's not some sort of tragic situation here, it's a tragic situation somewhere else. If it's not here in our state, it's here around the country. If it's not in our country, it's around the world. We're in a situation right now where every single time we turn on the news, we're completely overwhelmed, we're discombobulated, and we don't even know where our head ends and our butt begins, because we have so much information, but also at the same time, we have so much misinformation. Yeah, you heard me. You heard me right, because half the time we hear something and it sounds okay, and then we hear something else, and then we hear something totally different. We're like, oh my God, where do I stand on this? Where is the truth? And what am I supposed to believe? Am I supposed to believe that this is the truth? Am I supposed to believe that that's the truth? Am I supposed to believe that I don't have an option? Am I supposed to believe that this is the only options we have for president, for God's sakes? Am I supposed to believe that I'm supposed to just accept this as a reality and go on my daily life just thinking, well, it's hell in a handbasket. I mean, I'm alive. You know, kids are good. They're in school. They're not on drugs. You know, we're doing okay here. But over here, there is craziness, chaos, problems. And, you know, when you start thinking about all this stuff, whether it's violent or murder or the hate crimes or the environment or our planet about to blow up, whatever it is really hard to really focus our life. It's extremely difficult to center ourselves, to really focus on our purpose, and to center our energies to where we need to be. I mean, heck, I'm a therapist. I'm the life coach. I've written all these books to talk about how to do it, right? And even I have challenges sometimes making this happen. I catch myself looking at all this information and then listening to more information and then going to this station or that station or this newspaper or this news media outlet on the web. And then what else happens? And I know that some of you can agree with me here, because it only gets worse. The next thing you know is we start looking for like conspiracy theories and where is this at and what does this mean? And maybe this person's behind all this. And then we find some more information and we open some more things and we pull at the string, we pull at the thread on something else. And guess what else happens? We find out something we probably don't want to know. And it keeps going downhill from there. And then we wonder, who can we trust? What is happening? Isn't there a situation about democracy that we're supposed to have? And why do we have these people to pick from? And can't there be some real people out there that we really love? And I'm not saying everybody's bad across the board, but what I'm saying is we're all, and you must agree with me on this, I'm sure, we're clinging to whatever we can cling to believe that somebody could be an actual right person for the job. We're clinging to things because we want to believe that something is good. We want to believe that we are right on target. We want to believe that there's something good about somebody, and it's getting harder and harder to make reality. I want to talk real quick about the current state of where we are right now. Where we are right now, because I think we need to look at it as an onion. Let's look at it as an onion. You know how an onion has all these like pieces and you have all these layers and one layer and another layer, and you have to take some of the layers off because you can't even cook with those layers. And you have to take some of the other layers off because maybe they're bruised or whatever. But you get down to the center of that onion. And it's like we're going through the information process with that onion. It's the very same way. We have information that's on the surface, what it looks like it could be, what the situation appears that it could be. We go 6 inches deeper and we think about certain options and certain things that directly relate to why this would be. We go a foot deeper, 6 foot deeper. We go to the core of the earth, for that matter. And we begin to realize how all these things kind of mount up. Some of it real, some of it misinformation, but at the same time, we try to get to the reality. But even in these situations, and I'm going to give you a clear example of one of those things that recently happened and the realities that we found and the true realities and the possible realities and the conspiracy realities and the people that could be behind it realities. But in the end, what good does this do for you and me to figure out our purpose? What good does this do to get us off track, for us to be stressed out? Can't leave the house because we are so stressed out about what's happening in our government, what's happening in our world. And I don't know about you, but I am exhausted with all this information. And I think tonight we can really piecemeal it together and figure out together what we can do to better find a common ground, but also to center ourselves in a peaceful way, to get our responsibilities done, to be happy in our life, to find the silver lining. But better yet, more than that, to get that feeling of belief back in our world, to know that we are amazing creatures that have so much remarkable options here, and we can't get really settled down with thinking about all the problems in this world. We got to think about how we can make it better, what we actually have the ability to do, and what we can do here in the future to make this world a better place to live. So let's begin talking about what's been going on recently in the news, because I think if we can look at that and kind of break these things down, we can understand why some of us are feeling maybe so stressed out. Maybe we're feeling exhausted. Maybe we're feeling like we just can't seem to get ahead. And maybe it's just kind of a time for us to breathe tonight and really kind of understand why this is happening, who's affected, but also who's winning. Because even though we're getting stressed out, and even though we feel like we're being impacted in a way that we have no recourse, that we have no options to make changes, even though that situation's playing itself out, right? We do have options. We do have our own abilities. We can step up to the plate to some degree. And some of the things we have to let fall by the wayside, because again, I stress the fact, some of the stuff we're being told on a day-to-day situation is just straight up misinformation. It's causing chaos and disunity in our country at a rapid rate. I mean, what's the easiest way? Haven't you thought about this? Let's go back to the reality shows, because I want to talk about reality shows right now. What about The Amazing Race? What about that one, The Survivor? I think Survivor's a good one. I like that one because it's just so hardcore. I mean, you kind of have to all kind of play a game, and then you got to figure out who you can put on your team, and then who you're going to sabotage later on down the road, or who you're going to basically stab in the back later on to make that money, right? And if you think about it, it's all about what? And I've talked about this before. It's about divide and conquer. If I want to divide up a society, let's just talk about inside this studio right now. There are several people in the studio right now that at many times, I love all of them. Everybody here inside the studio, everybody behind the glass. And you know, it's amazing time that we have together. But the way that you disunify people is you start telling people lies separately. Okay, I'll tell one person a lie, right? And then I'll tell that person not to tell the other person this. And then I'll basically divide and conquer in a way that I'll tell the other person, did you know so-and-so told me this about you? But I want us to keep that on the down low, because I don't want you to tell them that I told you this, okay? And so then all of a sudden I say, okay, John, you know, Michael said this about you, but don't tell Michael that I told you this. So the next time John sees Michael, guess what happens? He's like, that jerk. Doesn't think I know about this. Yeah, I'm going to watch him because I know that he's going to stab me in the back, okay? Now, think about if I do this at a larger level. I'm not just talking about the studio room anymore, right? I'm talking about the country. And I do this with various groups of people. So I do this with different races, different political agendas, and I begin to start discrediting certain people and telling certain groups of people what I want them to believe, okay? And I tell other groups what I want them to believe. And I tell them why they should believe it too. You should believe this for these reasons, because these people don't like you. And they want to take away this and that from you. So you need to go up against these people, because that's your target enemy. Enemy number one. But what if these people weren't really your enemies at all? What if this was all a lie? And what if this was all created by certain avenues to make you feel a certain emotion, to make you feel angry, to make you feel like you have no power, or to feel that in order to take power, you have to take up some sort of violence. Well, you know what? To all my listeners right now, this is where our country is right now. And it just didn't start yesterday. And it didn't start the day before yesterday. And it didn't start 20 years ago. But it has continued to evolve into a state of mismanagement with misconceptions based on misinformation to create an emotional experience for each and every one of us that's different, right? And then they throw out certain things so that we all get scared and we're affected. So when I return, what I'm going to be talking about is what I'm meaning behind all this, because I know that most of you listening right now know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about, because there's a concept I'll bring up later that when we figure that out, all of a sudden everybody's a winner. It's not that all of us are victims or losers anymore. We'll change the tide. I also want to talk about who's really ultimately being affected by this. Who's winning, but also what we can do in our personal life. What we can do to stay on course, to follow our purpose, and to keep that level-headed, and to stay emotionally, mentally clear. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your one and only host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. And, well, I'll be back this time. And you know, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. And I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Yes, yes, yes. Tonight we're talking about being stressed out and the state of our world right now. I know that some of you are glued to the TV. I know that some of you can't change the station because you're like, oh my God, there's something else happening now. You know, if it's not Louisiana, it's Texas. If it's not Texas, it's Germany. If it's not Germany, oh my God, we have all kinds of stuff happening right now. We have the conventions going on. We have all kinds of different things. And to be quite honest with you, I think that most of us feel that there's a lot of things that could be a lot better than they are right now. I think a lot of us feel like, you know, really? I could run for president. I could do a really good job. I could be the chief. I could be in charge. And I think a lot of us are feeling that way because we're looking for some people that are guided with their hearts to have good, authentic souls to get in there and do something. You know, I think sometimes we go back to having this topic about democracy and this and that and who's behind this and about keeping our country, you know, way it's supposed to be. And I think when we do look at the Constitution, we look at what our country was made to be. It's supposed to be an amazing, amazing country. It's supposed to be something that is amazing. It's supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, for God's sakes. But I think a lot of us are feeling kind of like it's so okay. It's better than some. And I think that a lot of us feel that way because we don't feel the love. There's a lot of information, but also misinformation. And we would just like something to be the way that we feel like it should be. And so let's talk real quick about how this really impacts us. So recently in the news, let's just say in the last 10 minutes, right? You can go online to CNN.com and you can find out what happened in the last 10 minutes. And there's going to be some chaos. There's going to be some people doing this, some people dumping that, some people jumping out of whatever they're doing because they found out that this person's lying or this person's not getting indicted or this person's doing this or this person said this about this or that or whatever. And we get totally confused. You know, how many funerals we've had lately, how many deaths there's been, how much violence we've been. We dealt with all this stuff. And at what time and at what point in our life do we finally say, wait a second? I think that some of this information is true, but I don't think all of this is true. And I kind of want to piecemeal this right now because I think when I put this into perspective for you, I think that you're going to realize why you've become angry, why you're sick and tired of this, why you feel scared, but better yet, why we feel like things are falling apart. And later in the hour, I'm going to give you the tools you need and the tools you want to be able to really get back that closure and connect yourself with your source and really circle back around, stay centered, and really fulfill those responsibilities and those purposes that you have in life, that's a much bigger thing than what's happening at the convention. That's a much bigger thing of what did so-and-so say, or a much bigger thing that so-and-so didn't get indicted for something that you and I would have been buried under the prison for. Okay? And I think it really gets to us because as good people in this world, when you're good and you're doing the right thing and you see a lot of things around you not doing good and not doing the right thing, it makes you exhausted because you feel like you have so much that you have to stand up against. And you sit there and think, well, how am I going to do this on just me? And, you know, some of the things we can do is really educate ourselves. And I really underline this. Don't take things for face value. One of the things that I found as a problem, and, you know, I don't want to get bashed by any sort of social media here, but I found that a lot of people will post and repost things that they've never read. They will post something and they'll say, this is the gospel truth. And they'll throw it up there. And then all their friends are going to look at this and think about it. The way that you can really help stop this misinformation is to really read. Okay? It's amazing what reading does. It's amazing what getting your information from different sources does, right? Think about it. I mean, you never took one person for face value on everything you did. You didn't go ask one person about one type of vehicle. I'm going to get an Acura, and I'm going to ask that guy John over there what he thinks about that Acura. John might not even have an Acura. John might not even have a driver's license. John might not even really be from this country or even care about a car. He might actually have a horse back in his country. But you're going to ask him, and he's going to tell you, I think it's okay. So you're going to go out and buy an Acura because John told you it's okay. Well, that's the same thing as what's going on social media, on the news. We're literally just looking at this news, and most of it's not even real. And we're letting that impact our life on a day-to-day basis. Think about it. Like I was talking about the onion before. Oftentimes, what happens is something happens, and then we try to figure out, why did this happen? Why did this take place? And one of the examples that we have recently is some of the violence that we've had against the police department, against the Blue. And I will go on and state for the record, there are bad police officers. There are bad people. There are bad teachers. There are bad lawyers. Some of you might say there are a lot of bad lawyers, but there's a lot of bad and there's a lot of good. Okay? And if we just judge the bad and judge everybody against that particular bad, what are we going to do? We're going to create a problem. It's like if you had a problem with one dog, you got bit by one dog, you hate all dogs. One child screamed and yelled at a gas station in front of you, and you're like, I'm never going to have a child because that one kid screamed and yelled, and that just frightened me for the rest of my life, and I'm never going to have a kid because of that. Think about it. We make these judgment calls. So what's been happening recently in the news? I agree that there is racial profiling sometimes. I agree that there are some bad cops out there, but there are some really good cops too. Okay, who's going to protect you when there are none? And this isn't just a show to glorify cops and police officers, but I'm talking about, think about the concept and what's happening. We're dividing and conquering the country. We are getting so scared. And this is a good example of what I've seen recently is that something really bad happens. And what do? We're told to go home. We're told to go home, to not walk the streets, to get yourself in a safe area, to go home, to lock the door. And what do next? We turn on the news. Okay, we're going to turn that news on because we need to know what's going on right now. We're going to watch it all the way through until you pass out in front of the TV and wake up the next morning for work with it still on. And the thing about that is it's telling us what to think. And I'm sure that some of it that's being reported might be somewhat true, but some of it's not. And I think we have to realize that we have a chance to make a change. For the most part, your neighbors are good people. For the most part, the people you live around are good, nice people. Think about it. I mean, there are some bad apples. I'll tell you, there's some bad apples. I mean, for example, I went to a store today to get some Advil, right? And as I'm walking in the door, this woman's coming out the wrong door. I'm walking in, she's walking out, and I said, oh, pardon me. And I tried to get out of her way, and she just looked at me, and she goes, excuse you. And I walked in, and I went, Did she really say excuse you? People say that still? They're still that rude? And a friend of mine's like, yeah, there's still rude people out there, Ashley. There's still, so yes, there's still some bad apples. Okay, there's still some bad seeds, but we don't have to divide a country based on these bad apples. We can unite, get these bad apples out of the force, get these bad apples out of the teaching union, get these bad apples to finally figure out something or just to dismiss them altogether and know and identify them as so. But to sit there and unite a whole group and say these are all bad people, that's just asinine. Because we just can't do that. Not every kid is stupid. Not every kid is a genius. Okay? Think about it. Just because somebody, one person makes some problem, does something bad, let's go on and get them to justice. But in the process, let's unify our country. And I think the biggest thing that we want to do is really think about who really wins in this subject matter. Who really wins when we're dealing with this stuff? And the people that win to me are the news. The news and the media outlets win. And I know that you can sit there and say, yes, I'm a news and I'm a media outlet, but I'm working to tell the truth, to uncover the truth, to realize what the big picture is here. Because I could start spewing off chaos and misinformation right now to get you so scared you don't want to leave the house, but that's not what I want to do. My actual direction and my purpose in life is to help other people find the awesomeness in their life, to help them find the power they have, to help them power up, to be Superman, to be Wonder Woman. Because you know what? You're not helpless. You have the power to do anything you want in your life, and you have something about you that only you do the best. There's something about you that you do that nobody in the entire world does better than you. And usually that unique purpose, that unique direction, that unique quality that you have is something that can be parlayed into your greater purpose. We weren't given these gifts just to squander them. We weren't given these gifts just to take up being an alcoholic and sitting in front of the TV and wishing, oh God, please God, I hope this stops. Why can't the violence just end? Well, you know what? It's time for us to power up. It's time for us to realize that bad things are happening, but we are not powerless to these bad things. Okay? And one of the biggest things that we have to remember is that in order to not be powerless, we have got to unite. I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, anything, yellow, purple. I don't care. It's time for us to unite. Because when we unite, we are a force to be reckoned with. Okay, nobody toppled over a system or changed the system with one person standing there going, well, I'm over here. I'm hoping that I can use this picket sign to get some change. Well, just think about if you had 10,000 signs. What about 20,000 signs? What about 100,000 signs? What about 1,000,000 signs? And people working in unity. And so let's talk about this. When I return, I'm going to be talking about how we can work in unity with our neighbors, with the folks that we work with, right? With the parents of the kids that your kids go to school with. It's starting grassroots and building up from there. And then later on, I want to talk about that, but I want to talk about how you can stay the course. Because the biggest thing is that throughout all this negative publicity and all this negative news, there's still a silver lining. But one of the silver linings is that you have got to keep your eye on the prize. A lot of this stuff, yes, some of it is scary and some of it is sad and some of it makes us very upset, but some of it is just noise. And that noise is being concocted and created to take you off task so that you are in a constant state of chaos so that you constantly don't know the answer and you don't know the direction to go. Stay tuned when we return. We're talking about all these things. I'm going to give you these tools to change and to keep on the path of your life because I think a lot of us have gotten off the path a little bit in the last few weeks. It's time to get that power back. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life, LYTL Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time. Well, be back this time. And okay, two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm Ashley Burgess. What's up? It's Ashley in the house, yeah. And we're hanging out and we're making history right now. Because we're talking about all this stuff that you've been thinking about, that you've been talking about with your friends by the water cooler at work, that you've been talking about when you're out having drinks, you know, figuring out what we're going to do here. Because guess what? It's a serious situation we're in. But you know what? I don't think it's been any different. I don't think that life is any different right now than it has been in the past years. I think maybe there's certain things that are maybe worse. I mean, you know, maybe just the choices that we have seem to be worse. But maybe it isn't. Maybe back in the 80s and the 90s and throughout our time, even when our parents were, we were just like a glint in the eye. Maybe there was just times just like this too. And I do think that times are getting a little bit more difficult. But I think it's how we handle it. How we handle it and how we power up in this is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you a little bit about what I'm dealing with. Because I think if you know where I'm coming from, then I think this puts it in perspective for why I'm saying what I'm saying. Recently on Facebook, I know that many of y'all have seen it. I think we're at 3,500 views so far. We'd like to get that up a little bit. We did a video at a recent funeral of an officer that was killed in the line of duty. Okay. And, you know, if that was a civilian, whoever that was, we'd still be at that funeral. It was a sad state of affairs, okay? And the biggest thing is I did a video, and it's on Ashley.Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, but I think it's a dot on there. It's Ashley Burgess, the Facebook page. It's the public page. And it talks about how we need to unite. And I just did that off the cuff after 4 hours of being in the sun in 100-degree weather where there were police officers actually passing out from heat. And it was pretty bad, actually. There was several ambulances that came through there. I think there was about 15, 20 officers that were taken away by ambulance due to complete heat exhaustion. And I think that it really just hit a crescendo for me because it's not just the officer. It's just kind of the state of affairs that our world is in today. Because I think that a lot of us want to unify, but I think that a lot of people are being told some misinformation and misguided. And you go home and you watch the news and you go, God, you know, I'm doing everything I can to be the best person I can, to be an example. To be an example for everybody that watches me, to be an example for all the children out there, all the adults out there, whoever that are watching me, to know who I stand for, what I stand for, and what I'm about. And I'm about this. I'm about complete unity. I am about no racism. Okay? I don't see race. I don't see sex. I don't see the problem when people get married. I don't see that. I feel that everybody's allowed to get married and they can do what they want to do if they're happy and they're not hurting other people. I think that people are allowed to live their life and not be in constant fear of being murdered or killed. I think that when people are trying to do the right thing, we've got to really watch out for them. And I agree, there's some bad people out there. But I think that the bad people is a minimum amount. I think they are the minority, okay? And I'm not talking about the minority. I'm talking about the bad being the minority. We've got to stand up to this. We've got to unite. Because I know one thing. I know every one of my neighbors. And I've made it a point to go meet every single one of my neighbors and to talk to them. And yes, some of them are close friends. Some of them are acquaintances. But I know their names. I know their children's names. I know what I need to know about them. Because if they need me, they can call on me and vice versa. Okay? I'm not saying you got to go be best friends with everybody on your block. But I am saying it does help to actually be educated. Isn't it nice to know everybody? Isn't it nice when you go places and you know people? I like it. I feel like, wow, this is like a small town kind of. Think about it. You can create that small town in a big environment based on the fact that you put yourself out there. Putting yourself out there means taking the time to meet other people and to realize that a lot of this misinformation is to keep you divided from your neighbor. Now, think about it. I know one thing is that when I was a kid, I remember the neighbors down the street always loved me. They would come by the house and bring cakes and cookies and stuff, you know, like gummy bears and, you know, remember like the gummy worms and even the gummy spiders and the gummy Coke bottles. Okay, anyway, I had an addiction to candy when I was a kid. Okay, so they would bring all this candy over and they'd say, hey, we're going out of town for a week and we need you to watch the house because we know that you're good at that. And so I would watch the house and I would go on my bike and I would drive around and I would check it out. And one night there was actually some people going to break into my neighbor's house and it was over a Thanksgiving weekend and I foiled the plan. No, I didn't go up there in my bike to the big white van that was there with the gentleman getting out of the car with all kinds of stuff to move everything out of these people's house. No, I did what I thought to do. There was a police station a little ways up the street, and I rode my bike up there, and I told them what I saw, and the police showed up, and they stopped these people from robbing their house. Okay? I was a kid. I obviously didn't have a car. I had a bicycle. Okay? As an adult, we can stop things from happening, and we can be proactive, and we can put ourselves out there in a fantastic way where we become the hero. Why not be the hero instead of, I'm scared to death, I'm going to pee in my pants, I'm so scared right now. Why don't we be the hero and step and put the big grown-up pants on, okay? Put the pull-up pants on, and let's go do what we have to do. Because I'm a firm believer in, if you have the power within, you can create whatever you want. And you and I both, and you know what I'm saying about a lot of this misinformation. You know some of this stuff is just a crock of BS, okay? It's like dog poo. I mean, there's something bad about it. It stinks, okay? And you have enough wherewithal to know that. So let's stop arguing about that. Let's think about what we can do to change that. So the first thing we can do on a complete unified grouping is to begin to unite. And how do I do that? I power up because I know that I have the power to be the person that puts themselves out there, that meets my neighbors, that takes an interest in what's happening in my community. I mean, think about it. I mentor students in high school. And in their formative years, when you can really help, a kid really keep them on the right path. I mean, really help them open their minds and find themselves. And I do that because I want to help our future. Okay? It does take time. Yes, and it does take you to actually care to do that. But there's certain things that we can all do. Okay? And it's not about just the kids. If you're somebody that's like, yeah, I don't like to deal with kids, maybe you like to deal with animals. Maybe you want to help animals. Maybe you want to help homeless children. Maybe you want to help educate children. Maybe you want to help educate adults. Maybe you want to help with senior care. Maybe there's something that you can give some time back to you. But one of the biggest things you can do, let's just say you have no time and you have a lot of responsibilities. Because I know that most people watching this show have way too much to do, a lot of responsibilities, and feel like you're totally overwhelmed. What you can do right now is really watch what you post on social media. Read and get knowledge and only put out what you know to be the true factual information. To put out the things that really matter, but better yet, to dig deeper and to put out those things that really help people to have pursuit of happiness, to find their true self, to not identify by race, color, creed. But better yet, to really realize that you are being watched and being viewed by several people that you probably don't even know are watching every move you make and copying you verbatim. You have the ability to change. You have the ability to impact those people at such a big rate, and those people can impact other people, right? I mean, that's the ticket. Isn't that the truth? So what can we do right now? What can you begin to do to stay your course, or maybe even define the course, really, to follow your purpose or to figure out your purpose and to keep a level head, like to keep it centered, you know, keep yourself centered. You know, the first thing you can do is to evaluate the situation at hand, okay? Because I think that the more time we take to try to evaluate, to deal with the misinformation and deal with all this overload and chaos, it takes us off target. So let's get a good example here. Let's say like the situation that took place recently in Louisiana. Okay, we saw it. We went through the footage. We feel awful about what happened, and we kind of have an idea of where it's coming from, right? And a lot of this is misinformation. It's disassociation based on the divide and the need to divide us and our country so that we don't unify for other reasons. Because if we're all unified, then do we need as much, you know, government as we have, really, right? But, you know, I think a big portion of it is kind of based on the fact that we need good leadership. And I think that's where we're at a crossroads at. So I think that we realize that that might be lacking to some degree. So what can we do in our communities to better the leadership? And one of the things I was thinking about is if you evaluate the situation and you want to lead or you want to have something to do with your community, maybe it's time to reach out to city council. Maybe it's time for you to put your hat in the ring. Maybe it's time for you to maybe change careers and educate our future. Or maybe it's time to take some time and give back to the community so that we are united. So that our kids do feel good about themselves. So for them to actually grow up in a good environment where they know that they are loved and cared for no matter what. Okay? And the same goes for friends and family that you know. People like to know that they're being cared for. People like to know that they matter. On the news and dealing with these situations is to realize that there's only a certain amount of factual evidence that we can take from this. And having that time to realize that there's no more information coming from that at that time, turn the TV off. I've learned that one thing that I can do to better my quality of life is to turn that TV off when I need to, when I realize that the news is the same news it's been for the last hour, the last 2 hours. I know some of y'all might say for the last 7 hours you watched it. And I know there's even some people in the studio right now that stayed up all night with some of the recent situations, watching the news over and over again, waiting for something to change when it's not. But it's time to evaluate the situation honestly. Do your research. Do your fact-finding. Right? Do your fact-finding and realize when it's time to get back into your own life. Because I realize that this chaos is really dividing us up, and I feel that way, and so I have literally turned off my cable right now. And I allow myself access to news for only a certain amount of time, because I found that it becomes an addiction to many of us. We get addicted to this news, but the problem is that some of the news is real, and some of it's just hearsay, and some of it is confusion. And some of it, I don't know where, you know, I don't know what side's which. And I feel that a lot of us feel that way because we think, you know, is this the truth? Is this not the truth? Is this a part of the truth? Could this be the truth? And then you start going through the conspiracy theories, which I've done that, where you start looking up all kinds of stuff on YouTube. Okay. I don't know about y'all, but I've seen some crazy stuff on YouTube recently. Some of the suggested videos. Wow. Anyway, you can really get lost on some of that. You can lose a whole day looking at conspiracy theory stuff. And I know some of you out there know exactly what I'm talking about, but you can lose a whole day on MSNBC. You can lose a whole day on CNN. You can lose a whole day on local TV. And that's what I'm saying, is that we really need to identify where we are right now and what we need to do. When I return, I'm going to be talking about the 4 things you can do right now to get back on course with your purpose, to do what's right for you, and to make the changes in your life that you need to do to make your life absolutely amazing. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time, and I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. You could be my love.
You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. And I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I don't know why I keep saying I'm your host, because you already know that. So I'm just Ashley Burgess here, just Ashley here in the house, talking about how we can overcome the recent chaos, the recent uncertainty, and actually get our life back on target. And I think that that's what's so important, is that, yes, these things have happened, and yes, we can mourn them. And I think that we can't just act like it doesn't happen. You can't just sit there and say, didn't hear it. Earmuffs. But I think we have to accept it and mourn the situation and move on and try to move on with our life in some way, with no disrespect, just solid understanding that we have to evaluate these situations and realize there are certain things that we don't have the power to change. But we can change from the ground roots and the grassroots up. And that's one of the biggest things, is really getting the information out there, realizing that unity is one of the top things that we need in this country more than ever. When we see people slandering other people, when people are saying things about other people, it's not time to jump on that bandwagon. We can make our own deduction and figure out our own knowledge based on certain things. But one of the biggest things we want to do is realize, does that help my life? Does that encourage my life to be better? If that stuff does not encourage your life to be better, if that stuff is really taking you off target, if that stuff is really making you contemplate who the heck you truly are, turn it off. Turn it off. If it is not bettering your life at all, it is not worth it. Okay. Yes, we can see and we can find out what's going on in current events. We can mourn the loss of certain people. We can say a prayer. We can say what we think. But there comes a time when we have to sit there and say, okay, I've got to step up, and I realize they're not going to live my life for me. I've got to do it. At the same time, I feel bad about what's happening. But what can I do to change it right now? What can I do to change it? Meeting your neighbors, putting yourself out there, maybe starting meetings in the neighborhood, getting to know folks, really getting a group, a grassroots group together so that you know people, so that you can stand in a group together. Even if you might see eye to eye, you might not see eye to eye, but guess what? The coolest thing about that is you can open conversation. Communication is key. That's something that a lot of times we don't realize. Instead of saying, you can say how you feel in a calm way, and I can say how I feel. And you know what? When we actually come together and we talk about why we feel this way, we're going to probably come to middle ground. Because we're going to realize things that we never even knew about. We're going to realize misinformation that we thought was real. And we're going to realize that we're not that different. We're really similar. So you can begin to do that research, evaluate the situation, identify what you can change and what you can't change. And I think when we live our life as an honest example is when we begin to live our true life. So it's not about all this information, and it's not about the recent election and who said what and who's not getting indicted and who's this and who's that and who's racist. What is this going to benefit my life? What is necessary for me to live my true life? And what is the way that I can be the honest example to people who are paying attention to me, who are in my circle of friends, who actually care? How can I make an example for people that might disagree with me? How can I open a line of communication where I'm not just barking orders and telling people what I want them to do, but instead I'm listening? Have you tried listening before? It's kind of amazing. I mean, and when you're around people that actually take the time to be educated and knowledgeable to some degree, and I know there's some people that aren't, there's always certain apples in the box, so the box of apples, just made that up. But, you know, think about it. There's always people that'll do their research. And sometimes you can honestly point out if you feel that somebody is attacking you in some way to say, hey, just do some research. Maybe you should look at this article, or maybe you should check that out, or maybe you should read this book, or maybe just walk away if it's not bettering your life. And one of the biggest things I think that we want to think about right now is not allowing the circus to take us off target. Don't allow the current circus, the current state of affairs to take you off target, because it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it because guess what? It makes us lose our mind, okay? When things are crazy and when there's so much going on and it's a three-ring circus, what happens? We start losing our direction. We don't have time for our responsibilities. We get flustered. We end up watching stuff that is not bettering our life, but instead it's taking us off our target. It's taking us from our responsibilities. One of the biggest things that I think is the most important thing, because I think that we all have a lot of power and we're all very powerful people, but we have to see it within ourselves to realize the existence of that power, right? And when we see it within ourselves, we allow ourselves to shine. But the only way that we can allow ourselves to shine, and the only way that we can see that power, and the only way that that power turns into energy that allows us to propel ourselves into the life that we are supposed to have, is that you owe it to yourself to not get lost in the noise. You owe it to yourself. Remember that most of this stuff is just that. It's just noise. It's not bettering your life. It's not giving your life credence. It's not patting you on the back. It's doing none of that. And it's actually making you feel more isolated than you already are. And it's actually making you feel like you're powerless. And why do I want to fill my life with things that are telling me I'm powerless? Because that makes no sense. Because much like a person in an abusive relationship, much like a person in an abusive relationship, they're told over and over and over again that they're no good, that they are this, that they're that, that they're bad, that they're not this, that they're not smart. And, you know, and the emotional beatdown is so bad. And there's probably a physical beatdown component as well. Okay? But think about it. We're doing that all the time by exposing ourselves to things that are telling us that we're powerless. That the world is going to hell in a handbasket, that these people are dying and there's nothing you can do but sit there and watch this on your TV screen. That's not the life I signed up for, okay? That was not in the doggone brochure. And I'm not going to accept that for my life. End of story, Okay. I have a lot of things I have to do in my life, and so do you. You have a purpose. You have a drive. You have a direction. You have unique qualities that nobody else has. That's just a straight up fact. Okay. That's just a fact. If I could tell you that on a 3 minute loop on my own news channel every day, there would be a whole universe of majorly successful superpower people all the time doing some amazing things to change the world. Okay. If I had that on a loop where I just showed you the face of champions all day long for 3 minutes over and over again, and the same footage, mind you, because I'm not going to bother getting any other footage, okay? And I tell you the same loop, that's the kind of loop that I would listen to. So think about what you're allowing in your life. Think about the direction that you're allowing this in your life. Think about the music. Think about the media you're allowing. But better yet, look at the stuff that's going to help you power up, not the stuff that's going to take you down. There's no reason to have that in my life. There's no reason to have that in your life. Because remember, you do something better than anybody else does. Do your investigation. Realize we are not powerless. Realize that you have the power. Realize that you can do this and you can create something magical. I know that you have it within you. I know that you can create it. And I know that you can build it to fruition. Remember that you can be the change that you want to see in this world, because I think we need change more than ever. More than ever, we need the change. You can be that change. Create that change. Make an impression in your society, in your community, around the people and the people you live around. Go out there. Put yourself out there. Power up and realize you have the power to affect other people in a positive or negative way. Which way are you going to go with it? I got a great show for you next. Remember, I'm on 7 days a week. Check me out on AshleyBurgess.com, the new website, Facelift. Go on Twitter, anything, Facebook, anything. Love to hear from you as well. And remember, live your true life perspectives. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in 3 shakes.